We're in the midst of talking about prayer. I've called this series Bringing Prayer to Life. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes prayer can become rote. It's just something we do because we're supposed to do it. And I know that probably everybody in this room knows about prayer and has prayed and is praying. And so I realize that much of what has been shared in this series is something you've heard before. But I, like you, it helps to be refreshed and reminded of some of the basic disciplines of the Christian life. Just the basic things that so often can be lost or put aside for a time because of all that's happening in our life. And just we want to encourage and remind one another of the importance of praying. Let's bring prayer to life. If it has been a discipline that has been dead in your life, let's resurrect it and be something that is a regular part. If it's something that's been kind of a disconnect from your life as a person, from your job, from your family, it needs to be a part of every aspect of your life. We've talked about how Jesus, with the woman at the well, he said the truth that God is looking for true worshipers who worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we know and we realize that we can worship the Lord Jesus wherever, whenever. And we worship him in spirit and in truth. And so, in other words, God is spirit. We don't have to be in some specific place to interact with him, and we don't have to be bowing down to some certain idol. God is spirit. And we have his truth, which he has given to us in his word, that are the boundaries and the guidelines for us in our worship. And praise be to God that we have all of that. We've talked about the importance of together prayer. And several of you have talked to me about how that challenged your heart. And I've been thinking through it in my own life as well, how important it is that we be a people who not only pray individually, privately, but as a group, that we pray together and that we don't lose sight of that, even though there may be a virus or there someday may be persecution. And we're not supposed to get together. Did you ever think and wonder why churches in China, why people still risk their lives to get together? I mean, why? Why do that? Why are brothers and sisters around the world in nations where they're persecuted for being a Christian, do they still make effort to get together, even though it draws attention to the fact they're following Christ? They get it. They understand how valuable this is, right? And I'm so encouraged that you make it a priority in your life. And you're teaching your children. You're being an example to your children that you need to be together with God's people. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's go there. We want to talk a little bit today about the phrase that the Bible uses. It puts it different ways in different passages, but the idea of let's praying always, right? You sit down with your children and you come across that phrase, pray without ceasing, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Here in Ephesians chapter 6, praying always, verse 18, praying always. And your children look at you and you say, Daddy, you don't do that. and Dad, how are we supposed to eat? Right? Just the real life questions. How am I supposed to eat? If I'm praying always, praying without ceasing, Dad, I'm not supposed to talk with my mouth full. I relate so much with children because I have so many, right? But we need to realize that if we can approach life from the viewpoint of a child and allowing God, you know, God, we have nothing to offer you. We come without all the glamour. We believe you, though. And the Lord teaches us and matures us. But like Jesus said, you come to the kingdom as a child, right? And so, you know what? I'm so glad you children are all here, all of you. And we learn from you. You are a great reminder, us crotchety old adults. Can I say that? Speak for myself. Okay, all right. But you know what? You are a blessing to us, kids. And your zeal and passion for life reminds us of how important it is that in our faith, we have faith like a child, and then God builds that. So in Ephesians chapter 6, I'm going to begin reading verse 10. And you know the text. I alluded to it last week, but we're going to look at it just a little bit further. So Ephesians 6 and verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Prayer is an expression of our relationship with God. As a Christian, you have a relationship with God, and yet God is spirit. And so one of the evidences, or one of the ways that relationship is realized in our realm, on our side of things, shall I say, is through prayer. And the Bible speaks much of prayer. And, you know, we need to teach our children about why we pray. And it's not just some sort of, just some words you say because you're supposed to say them. But you do this, you pray, because you're talking to the living God and you're expressing the reality of a relationship with him. Now, the passage we just read is that powerful and popular passage on spiritual warfare. Verse 10, you know these verses well. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on 10 through 17, but it is important for us to realize how they are connected with verse 18, praying always. The instruction is, be strong in the Lord. We just sang that song, which, by the way, was not coordinated with the message. It's exactly how God wanted it to be today. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And we talked about what does it mean to be strong, and you went through several things from your perspective on what it means to be strong and in the power of his might. God is mighty, and we have the ability to stand strong. But I want to remind you, God is spirit. And how in the world, how can I be strong in the Lord and experience the power of his might? Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Let's think about this. The devil, can you see the devil physically? No. Is he alive and well? Is he working in our world? Yes, he is. We see evidences of him. The Bible speaks of him all the way up until the very end. He is then cast into the lake of fire. But up until that point, the devil is the god of this world. And so therefore, we need to be able to stand against his schemes. So the instruction is put on the whole armor of God. But I don't see any armor on you today. If I were to, children, put on the armor of God, but I don't have anything here I can say, here, put this on. I know I'm being facetious, but listen, the point is this, that there are spiritual truths that God wants to apply to our lives here today. And one of the ways that happens is through prayer. Because what prayer does is it connects us here in the physical realm with God as in the spiritual realm. It communicates the reality of that relationship that is very real. And yet you cannot necessarily see it or touch it. But yet it is true. The battle rages. You know that. Sin in our world is to blame for the suffering and death we see around us, the broken relationships that we have, the discord, the disease. It's all around us. The devil is a liar and a destroyer, and he is deceiving and he is good at it. And so we wrestle not against flesh and blood. All right. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we do wrestle against the principalities, powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Do we wrestle? Yes, we do. Christian, it is foolish to go around in ignorance of the spiritual battle that rages. It is true, it is real, and we must stand. Wrestle. Any wrestlers here today? Anybody ever wrestled? High school? Yep. Yep. Good. I wouldn't want to wrestle you. Yeah. We might change the rules a little bit. Wrestling. It's a fun sport. I like it. I need to do it more with my boys, but yes, I I need to do it a lot right now, so then at least I can say I took them, but because my time is coming to an end very quickly. But wrestling is you and an opponent are going at it, and there's a lot of effort, there's a lot of stress, there is a lot of energy that goes into this process. And the goal is to be on top and to pin, to keep them down. We wrestle. And if you walk out of here with nothing else today, realize that there is a wrestling that's going on in your life and you need to be aware of it. And this passage helps you, equips you to be victorious in it. Oh, I love it. I love that verse 10 says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. With this assumption in mind, right? You can be strong. That you can have the power of his might. That you can stand against the wiles of the devil. Isn't that a victorious thought? You can stand. We can be victorious. Can you think about the last time that you were victorious? The last time that you were tempted to sin and you said, no, I'm not going there. I will stand in the power of God's might. The time you were tempted to speak poorly of another. whatever it was, you know what it is. And you can rejoice in the victory that God has given to you. It's not all about you. It's the power of his might that we can stand in victory. So we take verse 13, unto you the whole armor of God, the whole armor, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and in the breastplate of righteousness. And so you notice that Paul's using the visual image of the Roman military uniform, because that's what they all saw. Remembering Paul here being in a Roman prison at this point, he's in bonds, and would have seen this type of attire on a regular basis. And so, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, he ties the visual image of a soldier's uniform to the reality of a Christian and the battle that rages. We are soldiers. Truth, put it on. Righteousness, put it on. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Put it on. The shield of faith, pick it up. The helmet of salvation, fit it on. The sword of the Spirit, hold it up. It is the word of God. Praying always. As Paul introduces this, because this, to my knowledge, is the first time he introduces this concept to the church. Now, they would have, of course, been privy to the wrestling and the battles that would have raged, but the way of putting it in such a way with this picture of the uniform, and he goes through and talks about being a spiritual battle. And the obvious question is, okay, Paul, we get all of this, but how do I make this connection between the spiritual realm and yet what I'm facing personally and physically in my day, in my realm? And so therefore, he says, praying always. Church, prayer needs to be your lifeline. Prayer needs to be the supply wagon. Prayer needs to be your support. Prayer is the way that you are able to say truth. I live according to the truth. Lord, teach me your truth. Lord, I want to live according to your righteousness. You see, prayer is you relating with God about the realities in your realm in this life. And you are able to apply what is there in the passage, in the realm, in the spiritual battle, and the spiritual armor, and you can say, God, I want this for my life. Connect me with these truths. Does a spiritual battle ever cease? Does it ever stop? We may be tempted to say, well, there are times when I'm at peace. Yeah, that is true. But the battle never ceases. It ever rages all around us. And from you never know what will touch your life personally. This is why Peter said, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So Paul says here, pray. Praying always, verse 18, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praying always. Lord, help us. This should be an ever-present part of our life. where we are constantly, if I could say it, tethered to the Lord through prayer. I thought of this illustration, and you may find it to be a bit funny, but dog leash, retractable dog leash, right? And I can just put it around here like this, and we can go about our life as a Christian, and we are connected with the Almighty God, and we can go to work and do what we need to do, but we are constantly tethered to our Almighty God through prayer. This leash is retractable because what? It just keeps drawing me back to where I'm tethered. You have a difficult relationship and you have a conversation that you need to have with somebody about it. This idea of praying always or praying without ceasing, it reminds us, as this leech does, that I am tethered to the Lord and constantly being pulled back to being close with Him. No matter where I am in life, I'm tethered to the Almighty God. And He keeps drawing me back to Him. You see, you want this in your life. We need this in our life. And this is why Paul in his epistles says it so clearly. This is why Jesus in Luke chapter 18, it's emphasized that Jesus taught you ought always to pray. Because here we are in the physical realm, and if we act in ignorance of the spiritual, in other words, we disregard the reality of the spiritual and all that's taking place there, then we float around without being tethered, and we don't have that precious privilege of being drawn back to the Lord, that reminder of, I'm connected with the Almighty Holy God. You know, so let's think about prayer as this tether. I'm connected with God, and I need that prayer and that constant communication to help me remember that my life, for it to truly count now, must count for eternity. That I need to stand strong in the spiritual realm in that battle. And God, I need you. I need to pray. Now, what's beautiful about this passage, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching, it says, thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So here I am, I'm living in this life, and I am here with you right now. But the instructions in the Word, not just here, but in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Colossians chapter 4, where it talks about we are to pray without ceasing, continue instant in prayer, I am reminded I need to be praying for you. And these passages, the Word of God, that where it says praying always, are reminders that we are connected the Almighty God. Paul says, pray for all saints. You see, we need to pray for one another. So prayer is that connection with God. It's expression of a relationship with God. It's a reminder that we are in the physical, but yet a battle rages in the spiritual. And we support one another through prayer. Notice how Paul encourages them to pray. He says in verse 19, and pray for me. Now, I do want to make mention here. They knew Paul was in prison. And so you are going to expect the prayer to be what? Pray that I be released from prison. But that's not what we see, is it? praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds and chains, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So often, when we pray with the physical realm in mind, and we forget the spiritual. We pray for the healing of disease, yet we forget the battle that rages in the mind of the sick. We pray that people would just get along, and yet we forget the battle that rages for their heart with bitterness, or the pains from their past that haunt them over and over. You see, passages like this open our eyes to and help us to be more strategic in our prayers. Paul is in bonds and he's in chains, and that's not something that anybody would want to be in. And yet, what is his heart and how does he encourage the people to pray for him? Pray that I speak boldly the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what he wants them to pray. Why? Because there is a spiritual battle that rages, and the gospel changes things. Changes people's lives, changes their trajectory from being eternally apart from God to being eternally with God. The gospel bursts through. So in the spiritual realm, people's lives are changed, and in the physical realm, they become children of God, a part of his church, and join the army for the living God. You know, churches grow as the gospel changes people's lives. You know what? Your life was changed. It was a change spiritually, a regeneration of the spirit. But you know, it brought about physical change in your life, didn't it? You stop saying certain things, stop doing certain things, whatever. But you know, God did that in your life. But you know, it started spiritually. So let's remember, let's allow passages like these that talk about praying always to take us back and remind us that we are tethered to the Almighty God. That God, we are drawn back to God's truth. I mean, this illustration can work for a lot of different things. But today, let's remember, if we're going to be praying always, it's because we're praying out of a relationship with God that doesn't go anywhere. We're in it. And he is constantly drawing us close. And may we respond to him. Church, it is a blessing to be able to pray. And the fact that God has established this discipline, that God has established this practice, and this being something that was established from the Old Testament all the way up till today and will continue on until we are with the Lord, means that it's something pretty important to God. God knows everything, I know that. So why pray? Well, we pray because God knows how important it is for us. God knows that we need it to help connect us with what's really happening in the spiritual realm around us. We can't live on in ignorance. What do you do about it? You pray. How do you pray? Pray always. Pray as you're tethered to the Almighty God. Approach situations in prayer. And pray for all saints, realizing the priority of what is happening in the spiritual realm. We're not saying you can't pray for people to be physically healed or for physical things in life. But do not neglect the reality that there is a spiritual battle that rages, and every single one of us who claim the name of Christ are in that battle. And so we pray for one another. God, help us to stand. Is there someone in your life right now that you think of that needs prayer? Perhaps it's a physical illness that has alerted you to that. How might you pray for them beyond the physical? How might you pray for them, taking a passage like this, and do so? If you pray it in their presence, you know what you do? You're pointing them to the Lord. You're pointing them to the fact they need him. And you know it. So it's a wonderful way to be of a support and encouragement to one another. Praying always. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 says, pray without what? Pray without ceasing. Why? Because we're in a continual relationship with God. That's why. Colossians 4:2 says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Why? Why continue in prayer? Because our relationship with God continues. And this is an expression of that relationship. You're tethered to him. And he wants to be in connection, in conversation, in fellowship with you. Oh, God, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us to be a church that understands the significance of prayer. Help me as a person to live this. You have reminded us today that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And so I'm going to pray today, Lord, for your saints that sit here under the sound of my voice. I pray that they'll stand strong in the power of your might. I pray that your saints would be a mighty army who upholds one another in prayer, who points one another to their need for God, to the reality that the spiritual battle rages. God, I pray for your protection over your saints, your people. God, that you would alert us and convict us of sin. Alert us to the schemes of the devil. And encourage us that we can stand strong behind the shield of faith that is able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Love it! All of them! Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.